develop a common approach with friendly nations on the treatment of captured terror suspects. The commission also had suggested the Geneva Conventions on the Law of Armed Conflict should be applied to military prisons and secret detention centers, what the Bush administration still needs to do, according to this review from the 9/11 Commission, adopt standards for terror suspects that are in accord with international law. Documents show that Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito was pleased about anti-abortion efforts that he supported when working in the Solicitor General's office. Alito wrote in 1985 that he was proud of his Reagan-era work, helping the government argue the Constitution does not protect a right to an abortion. Alito wrote those comments in a document while applying to become Deputy Assistant Attorney General in the Reagan administration. He said he was proud of his government work, helping to, as he put it, advance legal positions in which I personally believe very strongly. Alito added he was, quote, particularly proud of his contribution on the abortion issue. While expressing great respect for the precedent set by the Supreme Court in Roe versus Wade, Alito recently has not committed to upholding it. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice says the hotel bombings in Jordan underscore a common struggle against terrorism. She met with Jordan's King Abdullah in Amman today, visited one of the three bombed hotels. 60 people died in those attacks last week, including the three suicide bombers. During her visit to the Radisson SAS Hotel, Rice expressed condolences for the victim's family. Before he arrived for an 8-day visit to Asia, George Bush talking today about Iraq and the war on terror at a U.S. base in Alaska. Bush will be going on to visit Japan, South Korea, China, and Mongolia. He'll be attending the annual Asian-Pacific Summit meeting, which is being held in South Korea this year. At the summit, he'll be discussing free trade and also preparations for a possible bird flu pandemic. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, a licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Callers' information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the Internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive 5 extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and 3 custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Truth Seekers, Mike Colloy here on Air America Radio. Thanks for tuning in. If you remember, we mentioned last week that joining us in about 30 minutes, James Yee, Captain James Yee, former U.S. Army Muslim chaplain at Guantanamo Bay. He's the one we all read about a year or so ago, who was charged with treason, I believe. He was facing a death penalty. Charges brought by the United States military that were finally dismissed because they were absolutely baseless. Then his life was destroyed by the same U.S. military. So he has a book out called Forgotten Country, Faith and Patriotism Under Fire. We'll be talking with him about half an hour. We have a couple of religious stories in the news tonight. One of them I'm not going to get to till the next hour, but it's one of the most outrageous stories that I've come across in a long time. If you're a regular listener of this program, you know I despise all fundamentalist religions. As far as I'm concerned, they're terrible things. Fundamentalist Christianity is probably among the worst, given the history of the human race. On the other hand, I understand that fundamentalist Christians have as much right on this planet as I do, I guess. I hate to admit that, but I guess they do. They are now doing everything they can. They have in the past done everything they could to retard science or deny science or thwart science. When you look back over the past 1,000 years of history and see what the Christian faith has done to those people who were scientists, those people who said, no, the universe does not revolve around the earth. No, the earth is not flat. No, on and on and on and on. You realize how deeply committed the church, the Christian church is, whether it's Catholic or Protestant, for the most part, to denying scientific research, scientific truth, and an absolute insatiable desire and unmet need to keep everybody in a state where they believe mythologies and superstitions. The most recent, though, the one that just ripped me to pieces, was an article that I came across about there's a new vaccine coming out that protects against cervical cancer. And Christian fundamentalists in the United States are launching a campaign to prevent this vaccine from being made available to the young girls who would benefit from it in later life. Because the Christian fundamentalists say it may encourage sexual promiscuity. And they're willing to condemn thousands upon thousands of young American women to death for their sick, psychotic religious beliefs. We'll get to it a little bit later tonight. It's just horrifying. This had to happen. One of our listeners, Cindy sent this to us. It's primarily for busy Roman Catholics. There's a new system out here now. Instead of digging through your wallet, if you're Catholic, for cash or trying to write a check, when you're at Mass or you can't make it to Mass, you fill in that little envelope and mail it in with your money. There's a new system now where the church is offering to deduct from your bank account a specified amount each month. Whether you're going to tithe 10% or 5%, whatever it is. Yeah. Just like your insurance, just like what is available for insurance payments or a mortgage payment, whatever. Now, the Christian Church, the Catholic Church, and it won't be. Maybe the Protestants have already got this in play. But all you have to do now to really, really divorce you from the sense of giving, as Jesus suggested his followers do, to really divorce yourself from that uncomfortable feeling, it must be uncomfortable, you can now set it up with your local parish priest or your local parish. Priests may be busy with the altar boys or altar girls, but you can set it up with your parish to have it deducted, automatic deduction out of your checking account each month. Isn't that nice? I don't know. There's something about it. Churches that encourage this type of giving say it stabilizes their income. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I for some reason I thought that giving in the church offering or tithing had to do with the other than stabilizing the church's income. My bad. It says here, more and more churches are working with companies that do this, that set this up, so that members of their congregation can have their offerings deducted directly from the bank account. Or you can charge it to your credit card, too, if you want to do that. The Newark, New Jersey Archdiocese recently sent out letters to all of its 230 parishes in northeastern New Jersey, introducing them to the idea of electronic giving. And apparently there's a company called Parish Pay, LLC. I'm not making this up. This is not from The Onion. Parish Pay LLC, a Manhattan-based company that works with about 2,000 U.S. parishes. There's another company that provides similar services. It's located in Minnesota. It's called Vanco Services. I kind of like Parish Pay. Isn't that cute? How about Jesus Saves? That would be a good one. Vanco Services, which contracts with nearly 6,500 congregations nationwide. Now, it doesn't say here if they're all Catholic. I tend to believe that they probably are, because the Catholics have been much more methodical about the money thing. Now, these businesses usually make their money by charging a fee per transaction and sometimes a setup fee. Oh, my God. This can't be. So you have a company where you go around to churches and say, look, hey, Rev, I'll tell you what, here's what we'll do. We'll give us a list of your parishioners. We'll set it up where it's deducted out of their checking account, and we just take a little dig off, you know, off the top, the side, the back, the bottom, whatever. We get a little cut. Not much, you know, 3%, 2%, whatever. All right, Ralph, what do you say? It's a good deal, man. We handle the billing. You know, we take care of if somebody reneges on it, tries to back out, we'll send Louie out to talk with him. Oh, God. They're just that doesn't that, I don't know. What would Jesus? How much would Jesus say to nick off of his MasterCard, huh? And you know, Jesus would have a MasterCard, wouldn't he? Man. And folks sometimes wonder why I just jump and stomp and scream all over these fake Christians. I don't care if they're Protestant or Catholic. They just make me sick. Maybe that's not fake Christianity. Maybe that's what Christianity's got down to. Condoleezza Rice has been in the Middle East on a tour. We're going to talk about Bush going to China tonight, too. But she was at a foreign minister's meeting in Bahrain. And the purpose of it was to promote reform in the Arab world. Yeah, Egypt's going to go along with that. So is Jordan. So is Kuwait and Saudi Arabia. Yeah, they're really good. Oh, yeah, Iran's a good one, too. Yeah, you keep doing it, Condoleezza. But that's not the point of the story. The point of the story, while she was there, she demanded that Syria stop what she calls arbitrary detention of pro-democracy and human rights activists. Right. Yeah. Condoleezza has her very expensive panties in just an absolute wad, because the Syrians put people in jail who dissent against their practices or who are in favor of human rights. And, oh, yeah, There's one other category, isn't there, Condi, of people that Syria puts in jail and tortures, right? Those are the people that you rendition to their country, to Syria. Isn't that right? Hey, Condi, right? You hypocritical bitch. I don't believe this. But there she was. There she was. Earlier, Bush called on Syria to, quote, stop exporting violence and start importing democracy, end quote. Yeah, right, except for that little part, you know, where we will send you people whose fingernails we want you to remove, whose testicles we want you to fry, whose eyeballs we want you to pluck out. All right, go Syria, go. Go Syria!
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Does your vacuum cleaner earn its keep? Hi, I'm David Orrick. My 8-pound Orrick XL is so powerful it cleans the world's finest hotels, yet it uses one-third as much electricity as most other uprights. Try my Orrick XL risk-free, and I'll give you my $100 cordless iron as a gift. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200. Nobody works harder to give you more value for your money than I do.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take, EsterC, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. EsterC works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with EsterC. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection EsterC and EsterE everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Mom. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine-of-the-month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of 2 movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement? Movement subscription.
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club Newsweek says is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover. Go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage, just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years
on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-0486. 1-800-500-0486. That's 1-800-500-0486.
Higher, it's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 22 past the hour. Don't forget, coming up after the next break, Captain James Yee, U.S. military chaplain, Muslim at Guantanamo Bay, and what he had to say in his book, Forgotten Country, Faith and Patriotism Under Fire. Later on the program tonight, some sound bites from today's press briefing with Harry Reid and Carl Levin and Dick Durbin, all calling for Bush to put forth a plan for Iraq's U.S. military's withdrawal from Iraq. It's about time, guys, huh? Funny thing happened. While these three senators focused on the hopes for the future of Iraq, the reporters all asked about the recent Democratic criticism that the Bush cabal trumped up the case for war against Iraq. In case you missed the press conference, we have some of this for you. Because it really puts to rest the this new offensive strategy that Bush and his propaganda machine, you know, the pig man and Hannity the parent, the rest, are trying to push out there that, first of all, any criticism is unpatriotic, oh, yawn, and hurts the troops, yeah, okay. And the second one, that Democrats had access to the exact same intelligence Bush did and voted to go to war, which is a filthy lie. Maybe 20 Republican senators did. And even they, I don't think anybody in the Senate or the House had any factual information. It was all a stroke job. Every bit of it, every single bit of it was a carefully calculated and calibrated lie. All of it. Anyway, once you hear these clips, this half-witted, ridiculous argument that Karl Rove is insisting, that the Republicans parrot out there shatters into pieces. Because these senators give such exact, simple answers of, first, how the intelligence in no way validated Bush's points, and secondly, the Democrats did not have access to the same intelligence Bush had. In fact, after September 11th, Bush severely limited the amount of intelligence available to anyone, especially Congress, out of fear of leaks. Anyway, when last we were talking about her, we had Condoleezza Rice in Bahrain promoting reform in the Arab world. I wonder what the Arabs who attend these meetings think when they see this female sitting there lecturing them on how they're going to run their countries. You know, in Kuwait, if you're not part of the Al-Sabah family, you don't vote, you don't do anything. In Saudi Arabia, if you're not male, male in Kuwait too, if you're not male and part of the Saud family in Saudi Arabia, forget it. In Egypt, that has become such an absolute Muslim fascist state as to render any kind of resistance absolutely moot. It's never going to happen. Syria, forget about it. Jordan is a kingdom. Hello! Yoo-hoo! It's a kingdom! Condi, they have a king! He's married to an American woman. Hello? Iran? Iran is run by 10th century mullahs who may or may not have a whole heap of nuclear material with which to, I don't know, bring about Allah's final thingy. Who knows? But anyway, Condi said that the Bush crime family continued to support what she described as the aspirations of serious people for liberty, for liberty, democracy, and justice. Yeah, okay, right. And she called for the freeing in that country of all prisoners of conscience, except the ones we send there to be tortured, right, Condi? She wants all prisoners of conscience, including, who's this guy, Kamal Labwani, who was arrested earlier this month after returning from a visit to the U.S. Well, that's understandable, Ms. Rice. If he was returning from a visit to the U.S., the Syrians must have gotten things crossed up, signals crossed up. Oh, here comes another American, or somebody comes from America. Quick, grab him, snatch him, into the dungeon, off with his fingernails. Get the electrodes on his scrotum. Quick, quick, quick. You know, now somebody eventually would go down there and say, no. Not this guy. Sorry, our bad. We should have pinned something to his shirt that said, no, don't torture this one. You know, unless you really want to, you know, if you got your own reason. But we don't want this one tortured. Well, maybe. All right, go ahead, torture him. See how confusing it can get? So there's Condoleezza Rice. Just astonishing. This sounds like something you'd read in The Onion, right? Or an SNL skit, or something that Keith Olbermann would do as a funny, or John Stewart. You know, it just, you talk about life imitating comedy, very dark, bloody, gruesome, grim, murderous, full of corpses comedy, right? Condoleezza Rice telling the Syrians, well, we want you to release your prisoners of conscience. Wink, wink, nudge. Except the ones we send you. Don't release them. Torture the hell out of them.
Mr. Cheney, he gets quite a thrill if when you pop his cork, you shout, oil spill. We need more sex in the White House. More sex in the White House. More sex in the White House.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I hope you'll think of me every time you use this 9-volt variable speed executive nose hair trimmer.
Or
I hope you'll think of me every time you listen to this CD of romantic piano concertos.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection ester E and ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. You'll never find a Rolex watch in a superstore, or for that matter, an Orrick vacuum. That's because you're judged by the company you keep. If you want an amazingly powerful 8-pound Orrick vacuum, visit one of my Orrick stores, or call me at 1-800-989-4200, 1-800-989-4200, and I'll send you one to use free for 30 days. It's worth the time, and it won't cost you a dime.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to My PC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere, all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to gotomypc.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your Office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your Office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz, the number 6.com.
Let's see. There I was sitting around the leader with the table with foreign leaders, looking at Colin Powell and Condi Rice. Yeah.
Well, whatever that means. 25 before the hour. A couple of corrections before we talk with our guest. Thanks to Reggie and to Roz. Reggie points out that Kuwait has the Kuwaiti Parliament has voted to give women the right to vote and to run for office if they observe Islamic law. So that was one mistake I made. This is all in one sentence. Here's the other one. Queen Rania of Jordan, that would be King Abdullah's wife, is not an American. The king's father was married to an American, but King Abdullah II is married to the former Rania Yassin. She was born in Kuwait to Palestinian parents. So two major screw-ups in one sentence. That's not bad for a Monday night, huh, Kathy? Let me tell you about our guest, who we're going to join here in momentarily. In 2001, Captain James Yee was commissioned as one of the first Muslim chaplains in the United States Army. And after the attacks of September 11, 2001, he became a frequent spokesman, helping to educate soldiers about Islam and attempting to build understanding throughout the military about this religion. As a result of that, Captain Chaplain Yee was selected to serve as the Muslim chaplain at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, where nearly 700 detainees captured in Bush's so-called war on terror were being held as, quote, unlawful combatants, end quote. James Yee is a third-generation Chinese-American, 1990 graduate of West Point. He was a commissioned officer in the United States Army for 14 years. His service included a tour in Saudi Arabia during the aftermath of the first Gulf War, and his conversion to Islam occurred in 1991 and guided his travels to Damascus, Syria, where he studied for 4 years. He twice traveled to Mecca to make the Hajj, the sacred Muslim pilgrimage. While flying home for leave after 10 straight months of duty at a Muslim, as a Muslim chaplain at Guantanamo, Yee was arrested by the United States military without being charged and was imprisoned in solitary confinement at Guantanamo. For 76 days, he was persecuted by a parade of accusations and innuendo. None of it was ever substantiated. All the charges against him eventually were dropped, but only after his military career was ruined and his personal life left in shreds. He joins us now via telephone. Captain Yee, or should I, what should I call you? I'm not sure what to call you.
You can call me James, Chaplain Yee, either one is fine.
All right, how about Chaplain Yee? What am I trying to say? Imam, or whatever the equivalent of being a chaplain in the military is?
Well, in terms of military chaplain, no, I'm completely separated from the military. I got my honorable discharge
right
this past January, but I'm no longer serving the military as a chaplain, although I still am very active in the community here in Olympia, Washington, with the Muslim community.
Now, it's my understanding, strictly from the press reports, when this horrendous chain of circumstances occurred in your life, it's my understanding that at one point you were facing the possibility of execution by the U.S. military. Is that true?
Yeah, I was actually threatened with the death penalty, although the very serious charges of spying and espionage and aiding the enemy were never actually formalized. The accusations were thrown out there, and the prosecution did at one point threaten me with the death penalty.
Are you free to talk about this, or is there certain questions that if I ask, you're not going to be able to answer?
I'm pretty much free to talk about my experience.
All right, then let me ask you, why were you charged by the U.S. military with capital offenses?
That's very perplexing. I mean, I've always asked myself that, on how it came to be that these so serious charges were even brought into the picture. You know, of course, I've written this book. I've subtitled it Faith and Patriotism Under Fire,
mm-hmm.
For God and Country, Faith and Patriotism Under Fire. And I'm making the point that my faith, being a Muslim American, made me a suspect, and also my patriotism, my willingness to go down to Guantanamo and really uphold fundamental American values of humane treatment, diversity, and tolerance.
The idea of upholding humane the principles of humane treatment must have been a real shocker to some of the people in command positions in Guantanamo. If, once again, I personally am to believe what I've heard from firsthand from attorneys who represent or attempting to represent some of the people being detained there, that the conditions under which these people are being held, under an illegal, nonsensical title of something called illegal combatant, but the conditions at Guantanamo are horrendous.
Yeah, the conditions are very difficult for the prisoners down there. You know, when people ask me what's it like down in Guantanamo, I very often say it's very hot, and I'm not referring just to the weather. surely the conditions for the prisoners down there make it extremely almost unbearable for the prisoners who are down there, and they're suffering. And I've written about really a lot of the observations that I've made of the prisoners in what they were experiencing.
To what extent, and I know your book gets into this, but to what extent were you able to make a moral judgment, a personal moral judgment about the conditions under which the prisoners are held, A, and B, the methods by which they're interrogated?
Yeah, I mean, I went down there really at first not knowing what my role was going to be. And at first I actually thought that I was just being sent down there so that the administration, the Pentagon, could really just say, well, we have a Muslim chaplain assigned to the operation, therefore we're being sensitive to the religious needs of the prisoners. But when I got down there, I actually was able to go down there, prove myself to my chain of command, and really show some of the contributions that I could make to the operation. And I ensured that it was part of my role to make recommendations and observations of prisoner treatment, both individually and collectively, to give that input so that I would be an advocate for these types of things. I mean, that's well within the role of a chaplain.
Do you suppose those recommendations you made regarding treatment had perhaps a bit to do with the charges that were brought against you?
Oh, for sure, for sure. My chain of command, I had full support, and they actually valued a lot of those contributions because it often helped them allow to formulate policy to help the military police side of the operation run a little bit smoother. But those things and those concerns that I was getting from the prisoners of what they were being subjected to in the interrogations, from which I was far removed, when I relayed that information, my chain of command basically told me they couldn't do much because that was on the intelligence side and had no control over those things.
James Yee is a former U.S. Army Muslim chaplain at Guantanamo. He's the author of the new book that's out, Forgotten Country, Faith and Patriotism Under Fire. Captain Yee, let me ask you something. In studying to become a chaplain, I would imagine you took comparative religious courses. I'm trying to get an idea. I understand you made a conversion to Islam in 1991. But in preparing yourself to become a chaplain, did you study not just your faith, but other faiths, comparative religions sort of situation?
No, not necessarily. Actually, when I went overseas to study, perhaps with the idea maybe one day I would be able to come back as a Muslim chaplain into the ranks of the military. But I was studying to be an active part of the Muslim community here in America. And my path just led me back into the military. But once I got started in the military as a chaplain, the first thing they teach you is this concept of pluralism, that every chaplain, his or her role, is to uphold the fundamental value of freedom of religion, regardless of the service member's denomination and regardless of the chaplain's denomination.
To the best of your knowledge from your studies, is there anything in Islam, Christianity, Judaism, which all three of which, of course, are related, anything in those religions of the people of the book that tolerates or suggests or sanctions or blesses torture?
No, not at all. Judaism, Christianity, Islam, they all originate from the same prophet of God, Abraham, and
right.
That's why they're called the Abrahamic faiths. But no, especially Islam, it doesn't allow for torture or humiliating people in any way. Growing up as a Christian, I upheld the same values.
How difficult was it then for you, as a religious a confessor or whatever, to these prisoners to tolerate or accept or try to offer them any kind of comfort for the types of treatments or the type of treatment they were experiencing? How did you do that? I'm real curious.
Yeah, it was very disturbing of what I observed. But I went into the job, the position, as the Muslim chaplain of Camp Delta, with the intent of doing what I could to make changes, to make positive changes. And to some extent, I was.
All right, Captain, can I get you to hold it right there? I got a break here
okay. And
do some commercials. We'll come right back after this break, all right?
Great.
We're talking with Chaplain Captain James Yee, United States Army, former United States Army, who's author of the new book, For God and Country, Faith and Patriotism Under Fire. He is the man you read about a year or two ago who was initially charged with spying and the possibility of a firing squad, and then had all charges reduced after the United States military tried to destroy his life.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Terror is no longer halfway across the world.
It's weapons-grade anthrax.
In fact, it's just across the street.
This isn't Chechnya or Jerusalem. It's L.A.
Showtime presents a shocking original television event, Sleeper Cell. The New York Times calls it unlike any other program produced for American television. Sleeper Cell begins Sunday, December 4th at 10, 9 central, only on Showtime.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74. And this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
doing talk radio right. From the left, it's more of Mike Malloy.
10B before the hour, we're talking with James Yee, former U.S. Army Muslim chaplain at Guantanamo Bay, Captain James Yee. Captain Yee, you were trying then with your reports and working through your chain of command to bring some changes, I would assume, to detainees' treatment, at least bring some of the treatment to the attention through the chain of command. Let me ask you this. What was the situation at Guantanamo when you left? What was the official position, as you understood it, for treatment of detainees? And secondly, how did coalition troops, or American troops, I should say, feel about the detainees and the troops' role in the detention there?
Right. Well, when I left the Guantanamo, of course, it was involuntary. I was kind of removed and arrested as I came back in the States.
Right.
But when I was down there, I was in the process of actually making, being able to get some changes put forth in terms of not allowing things which we don't even allow in our own prison systems here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for instance, when I initially got down there, cross-gender searches were allowed. Female guards were allowed to pat down and search the prisoners, the male prisoners,
mm-hmm.
in the genital areas, in the buttocks, etc. This would infuriate the prisoners, you know, based on their conservative practice of Islam, not having contact with women who aren't their wife or.
But that was part of the
process.
But wasn't that part of the process of breaking whatever resistance they might have?
Yeah, this was kind of disturbing to me because here you are using a person's religion against them to try and break them. This is, we're America. We uphold religious freedom, equality. It's no different than using someone's gender or ethnicity against them in any way. And that's why what I mean when,
mm-hmm.
when I say that I was upholding fundamental American values.
What was the attitude, though, of the soldiers whose duties included the guarding of these prisoners? I'm as you point out, you were not in when the interrogations took place. But can you give a general description of the attitude of the American soldiers who are down there in a place where they all know
mm-hmm.
Forms of interrogation are being conducted that are outside international law?
Right. Down in Guantanamo, what you had was a very strong anti-Muslim hostility that was directed not only toward the prisoners but also towards the Muslim soldiers, the U.S. Muslim personnel who were patriotically serving the mission. The soldiers overwhelmingly were very hostile towards the prisoners. And one of the things that created this atmosphere was the command. The first thing that happens when soldiers get down there is they're told that these prisoners are the ones who planned and carried out 9/11 and puts the military person in a mindset that these are the guys who took the lives of the 3,000 or so Americans on 9/11. And that's just simply not true.
Right. No, I very definitely agree with that. Why is it easy to convince American soldiers of such a blatant lie?
You know, one of the first inbriefs is they throw up these videos of 9/11, and then they also included other videos of other terrorist attacks on military targets, inferring that Guantanamo itself could be a military a target by a terrorist organization. And perhaps it could, but it's a very secure location, and the soldiers are put in the mindset that they are actually in combat, that they're in war when they're inside mm-hmm. those prison cell blocks handling the prisoners, and that often led to abuses and mistreatment.
I think it was last week that Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld made what to me was the comments that could only come from a man who is dead inside when he referred to the prisoners in Guantanamo who were on a hunger strike who were being force-fed intravenously, mm-hmm. and Rumsfeld said, yeah, there are people down there who are on a diet.
Correct. I mean, this is crazy. I mean, this is the use of words down in the military is such a clear what they call spin. We call it the Pentagon spin. Those hunger strikes were often referred to before as voluntary fasting. Muslims fast during Ramadan. They don't fast mm-hmm. in order to try and end their lives. But the extent in which they use words to try and change the terminology to make it seem what it's not.
If you don't mind, a very personal question. The U.S. military, through leaks and charges and using their friends in the press, were able to paint a real unflattering picture of you, to the extent that if I read the press reports right, it really put your marriage in jeopardy. It was shocking to your parents. Have you recovered from those attacks on you?
You know, what I and my family went through during that time was extremely difficult. And it'll probably take a while before all of us really get back to any real sense of normalcy. We're taking one day at a time and trying to recover, you know, and get back to a normal state of
Well, Captain Yi, thanks. Thanks for talking with us. I do appreciate it. Just from me to you, I'm sorry you went through what you went through. His book is For God and Country, Faith and Patriotism Under Fire, James Yi. Captain Yi, take care. Watch your back, okay?
Hey, thanks for the support.
All right, sir. Nice
Great.
Talking to you. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us, Truth Seekers. I'm Mike Malloy.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
In a speech on Friday, Bush blasted critics who have accused him of misrepresenting the pre-war intelligence to mislead the nation into war. He said, anti-war critics are claiming we manipulated the intelligence and misled the American people about why we went to war. These critics are fully aware that a bipartisan Senate investigation found no evidence of political pressure on the intelligence community. End quote. First, that report did contain information suggesting political pressure had been placed on intelligence analysts, but more importantly, Bush totally ignored the allegation that he overstated and hyped the flawed intelligence and told the public that the intelligence on WMDs in Iraq was without doubt, when actually it was loaded with uncertainty. Bush's abuse of the intelligence is the key issue, and that's what should be at the center of the Senate Intelligence Committee's so-called Phase 2 investigation. That is, if Republicans are running an honest investigation. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
The ACLU brings you a groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely show tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to aclu.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it.
People don't realize these cases have to come from somewhere. And they come from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. They come from somewhere. And people don't realize that the case could come from them.
This show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Here it is, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote. With Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. A lawyer for Congressman Tom DeLay says he will ask for an early December trial date for the former House Republican leader if the case gets that far. The attorney, Dick Guerin, said in a letter, time is of the essence in a case that has forced DeLay to step down from his top House post. The judge hearing the case, Judge Pat Priest, has set a November 22nd hearing to consider a request to drop the charges against DeLay and his co-defendants. Defense attorneys asking the charges be dropped for various reasons, including alleged misconduct by a prosecutor. The lawyer also asking that the judge move the trial out of left-leaning Travis County to DeLay's home Fort Bend County. DeLay and two associates charged with criminal conspiracy and money laundering in the case, which stems from fundraising and spending in the 2002 legislative races in Texas. A tsunami warning has now been lifted after a strong earthquake hit northern Japan. Small tsunami struck towns on Japan's northeastern coast more than 200 miles from the epicenter, but no reports of damage. The U.S. Geological Survey says the preliminary magnitude 7.2 quake centered off the east coast of Japan's main island. George Bush off on a trip to Asia, including Japan. On the way, he stopped off at Elmendorf Air Force Base in Alaska, spoke about security issues. In Asia, he'll be talking about bird flu, nuclear proliferation, trade, and democracy, and attending the Asia-Pacific Summit. The president of Iraq says talks of the withdrawal of U.S.-led forces from his country could start at the end of next year. President Jalal Talabani is not giving a timetable for a full pullout of troops, but he says Britain can probably begin a step-by-step withdrawal in 2007. Talabani made the comment in Austria. He's attending a conference on Islam there. However, Talabani told Britain's ITV network the 8,500 British troops could be gone by next year. On Friday, Iraqi Deputy Prime Minister Ahmed Shalabi said American troops could begin leaving sometime next year. Of course, George Bush has refused to set any timetable, saying that would only help the rebel insurgents. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice extended her stay by one night in the Middle East. She delayed her departure for Asia. She's hoping to work out a deal on Israeli-Palestinian border issues for Gaza. A spokesman says negotiators are still working some issues on both sides. Rice taking a quick trip from Jerusalem to Jordan to offer condolences for the bombings that killed 57 people at the hotels in Amman. Then she's returning to Israel to work more on the border issue. The two sides stalled over the issues of security and authority at the crossings in and out of Gaza. This is Air America Radio News. I'm Bill Crowley.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Welcome back. 6:30 past the hour. A couple more quick items here. And this hour we're going to present this sound for you that will make the hair on the back of your neck stand up. But just a couple of things quickly. From Waterville, Maine, over the Memorial Day or Veterans Day holiday, protesters led by a VFW post, members of a VFW post, tried to remove a flag display that was placed by peace activists at a veterans cemetery. Five of these people were charged with criminal trespass. There were 2,000 white flags that were stuck in the ground at the Veterans Memorial Park Cemetery. The people who stuck them in the ground had a permit issued to them. They're the Waterville Area Bridges for Peace and Justice is the name of the organization. So they put in 2,000 flags. It was their way of honoring the now 2,000-plus American soldiers who have been murdered by George Bush in Iraq. And members of the local Veterans of Foreign Wars post complained, saying they wanted the flags removed before Veterans Day. The permit allows the flags to remain in place until the first snowfall. So last Thursday, about 10 people went to the cemetery and began removing the flags as the peace group members just stood and watched. Police moved in and made the arrest. Wayne Elkins, who is the VFW commander who led the protesters and was among those detained ripping up the flags, said he had no problem with the peace group as long as it stays out of the cemetery. He said they desecrated our veterans' grounds. If they want to protest, let them protest. We don't mind, but to desecrate hallowed ground is wrong. Jesus, people have it ass backwards in this country, don't they? Just ass backwards. That story doesn't need any comments from me. This from the Independent UK, a catastrophic collapse in sea and bird life. The numbers of sea life and bird life along America's Pacific Northwest seaboard is raising fears that global warming is beginning to irreparably damage the health of the oceans. According to this, scientists say a dramatic rise in the ocean temperature led to unprecedented deaths of birds and fish this summer all along the coast from Central California to British Columbia and Canada. The population of seabirds such as cormorants, auklets, fish, including salmon and rockfish, fell to record lows. Now, the weird part, not weird, it's very explainable. This ecological meltdown mirrors a similar development taking place in the North Sea, which The Independent on Sunday first reported 2 years ago. It's also caused by warming of the water, and the increase in temperature has driven the plankton that form the base of the marine food chain hundreds of miles north, triggering a collapse in the number of sand eels on which many birds and large fish feed and causing a rapid decline in seabirds. An oceanographer with the U.S. government's National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration in Newport, Oregon, said in 50 years, this has never happened. Record numbers of dead seabirds along the beaches. There were 80 times more dead Brandt's cormorants, a fishing bird, than in previous years. And tests showed the birds died of starvation. They're not finding enough food. They're not finding fish. An Oregon State University professor who is studying all this added, the oceans are generally warming up, and there are all sorts of signs that something strange is afoot. Well, maybe it means Jesus is coming back. Or the rapture is at hand. Huh, you think? If you're a regular listener to this program, you know I get riled up. But this story is just about, I don't know. This is one of those stories that makes me want to, and don't send me emails because it's just hypothetical. This kind of story makes me want to just terminate my radio career, just stop, take some kind of early retirement, and go live in a cave and get as far removed from influences from this sick, psychotic Christian right in this country as I possibly can, and get my kid away from it. I know Kathy would join me in the cave. All right, not a cave. And the story is very simple. A new vaccine that protects against cervical cancer. A vaccine that protects against cervical cancer. Now, this is a cancer that's caused by a germ, let's call it a germ, called the human papilloma virus. Now, many strains of that virus are innocuous. They're very ubiquitous. They're all over the place. Some can cause cancerous lesions of the cervix, making these viruses the primary cause of this cancer in the United States. Cervical cancer strikes more than 10,000 U.S. women each year, killing more than 3,700. Now, the vaccine appears to be 100% effective against two of the most common cancer-causing HPV viral strains. And they're being developed, yeah, by the bad old pharmaceutical industry. I understand. Who's developing? Well, I've got it right here in front of me, but it really doesn't matter. Merck & Company and GlaxoSmithKline are both working on this. And it's just about finished. Initial tests show that this immunization would practically end the chance of cervical cancer and death from that disease in American women. But Christian conservatives say that since the vaccine protects against what is essentially a sexually transmitted virus, they oppose this vaccine. They say it could send a subtle message condoning sexual activity before marriage. This is what drives me insane. It's bad enough that stem cell research, we are 10 years behind the curve, 5 years behind the curve, because of these psychopathic, delusional Christian conservatives. Now this, a vaccine, an honest-to-God vaccine that's just about ready for general distribution that would prevent a deadly form of cervical cancer. And because the vaccine would be injected early in a young woman's life, these Christian conservative thug bastards say, no, we're against it, because it might make them all go out and screw and think they could get away with it. You know, sex before marriage. This is too much. When medical and health policies are dictated by a clutch of religious Nazis, it's too much. These Christian thugs are sticking their noses into education because they don't like science. Into medicine because they don't believe in evolution. Or using drugs to prevent a sexually transmitted disease from being sexually transmitted. These are the same Christian conservative freaks who are opposed to giving soldiers condoms so they don't sexually transmit diseases when in a combat zone. Because, well, of course, giving condoms promotes sexual promiscuity. These are the same sons of bitches who deny condoms to prisoners in American jails. Who, yes, are going to practice homosexual sex. And, yes, they're going to transmit sexual diseases, including AIDS. Because the Christian conservatives say, no, don't give them condoms. Have I mentioned yet tonight how much these people disgust me? They just disgust me. All of this in the name of Christ? All of this in the name of Jesus? All of this in the name of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to prevent a vaccine, purely voluntary, a parent who wants to have their daughter vaccinated, to protect her from cervical cancer 30 years later, and these bastards say no, because maybe that girl, knowing she's had the injection, will go out like a little bunny and start screwing. It's unbelievable.
I'll never sing a sad song again. Cause I'll be gone to heaven's golden shore.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take Ester C. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
A party at Ed's house. Okay. Will Ed's parents be there? Then the answer is no.
Making sure an adult's there isn't easy.
No, his brother being there isn't the same.
But if you don't, your kid's more likely to do drugs.
No, I don't care if he is old for his age.
Do it. It'll always be worth it. Parents, the anti-drug. To learn more, call 1-800-788-2800 or visit theantidrug.com. Sponsored by the ONDCP and the Partnership for Drug-Free America.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now. 800-936-7649.
What can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh.
We can laugh hard and often, which is the whole idea of Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor, the highlight reel of funny. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks and even helps you lose weight. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. So call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we'll bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 22 past the hour. So it's, you know, this thing about this new vaccine that apparently protects against cervical cancer. And just like these Christian religious conservatives, if they happen to have a job in a pharmacy, for Christ's sake, they've determined, or if they happen to be a pharmacist and they don't want to dispense birth control pills or the morning after pill, I'm not going to do it. But my doctor prescribed. No, I'm sorry, I'm not going to do it. You may have a prescription from your doctor, but I have a prescription from Jesus, and I'm not going to do it. You know, that is irritating, and you know, it just makes you want to reach across the counter and grab that pharmacist and just smack the living hell out of him or her, right? That's your fantasy. But when you have a vaccine that protects against cervical cancer, and the Christian conservatives say, no, don't give it to the girls because, you know, if you give it to them when they're, oh, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years old, whatever it is. And I know the anti-vaccine crowd is probably going to align themselves with the Christian nutball crowd. But, okay, fine. You know, I frankly don't give a tinker's damn anymore about this stuff. I don't. I do what I think is best for my kid, and I leave it at that. But when it involves a vaccine against cancer, and the Christian nutballs are saying no, because you know if an 8-year-old gets a shot when she turns 14, and starts to notice boys, she's going to want to go screw them, and she'll go ahead and do it because she'll know that she's had a shot that protects her from STDs. So therefore, stop the science, stop the research, stop trying to prevent cervical cancer. You sick bastards. You see, this is what the Bush administration has done. The Bush crime family has elevated this coterie of religious nutballs and put them into influential positions in Washington, in the establishment, where these people can issue statements like this and organize million-dollar campaigns to stop the availability of a vaccine that eliminates cervical cancer, at least the cervical cancer caused by this particular virus. I don't know what to think anymore. Like I've said before, this kind of stuff has so totally obliterated for me whatever sympathy, sympathy I might have felt for people who, and I'm not trying to be arrogant here. If you've listened to this program, you know what I'm saying. But sympathy for people who subscribe to any religion, really. If you have to do it, I guess you have to do it. But this sort of thing, you know, what the Muslims are doing and what the Christians are doing. Okay, what are the Jews doing? I don't know what the Jews are doing. I know what the Israelis are doing. But what the Christians are doing and the Muslims are doing is just, I don't know how to put it into words. Oh, well. All right. What do you want me to do? You want me to do this sound now? When we come back? Okay. You know, Bush is out there abusing our troops yet again. I guess you heard he made a stop at the Elmendorf Air Force Base in Alaska. There he was in his bomber jacket, again, using soldiers as a backdrop for more attacks and lies against Democrats who dare to expose the truth about his illegal invasion of Iraq and all the lies and distortions and fraud that was perpetrated by this crime family. There he is again. The irony is that he invokes the very troops he's sending to kill and be killed in his outrageous suggestion that Democrats opposed to his actions, the actions that are killing our troops, so therefore denigrating and demoralizing the troops they want to bring home safely. That's how he twists it around. Bush is the one, based on lies, based on fraud, based on outrageous claims that mean nothing, Bush is sending people to kill and be killed. The Democrats are saying, wait a second, you're sending people to kill and be killed based on lies. And according to Bush, that demoralizes the people being sent to kill and be killed. This bastard is the sickest person I think the United States ever could have put into this office. I don't know, unless you would have dipped into an asylum somewhere and pulled somebody out suffering from a toxic narcissism, a schizophrenia with delusions. Oh, I'm sorry, that's redundant. Paranoia with delusions and a mild case of schizophrenia. Then you might have been able to come up with somebody like George W. Bush. Oh, well, if you're trying to bring the troops home, you're demoralizing the troops. If you're trying to stop the killing, you're demoralizing the troops. If you're insisting that I should have told the truth, you're fighting against the war effort, you're not being a real American. These people are so sick, it's just beyond belief. W's got a mission, W's got a plan, W's got a pistol, it's burning in his hand. This is turning the world into one big Texas war. This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
The flu. It's powerful. When it hits, everything hurts. But now fight back with something powerful of your own. New Zicam Maximum Strength Flu. It helps rescue you from the worst flu symptoms. And new Zicam Maximum Strength Flu is virtually tasteless. It comes on revolutionary pre-dosed spoons that you stir into your favorite hot or cold beverage. You'll probably never even know it's there until you feel its power start to work. Now fight the flu a whole new way. Get Zicam Maximum Strength Flu. It goes down easy and nothing works harder.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I thought this wet dry vac would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person who will vacuum in any condition.
Or
I thought this James Patterson novel would be perfect for you because you impress me as a person of mystery and intrigue.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
More coffee, mister?
Yes, please. Oh, boy.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Hot coffee all over you. Let me get some paper towels and some cold water. Are you all right?
Why, I'm just fine, young lady. It's just scalding coffee.
Mister, you must be gelling.
That's why I'm not yelling, even though there's considerable redness and swelling.
More gel, more gelling. New and improved Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. More cushioning. Totally outrageous comfort. To start gelling like never before, see the doctor, Dr. Scholl's.
Waitress, how about some more coffee?
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
If getting life insurance is on your things-to-do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. GoToMyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to GoToMyPC.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell them you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the smoke-free free trial offer is. Smoke-free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the smoke-free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with smoke-free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Here it is, folks, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote, with Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more. Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Did I tell you that? They're free. Free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but you know what? I don't think you will. I think you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That's a lot of funny for the money, people. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
The world has waited a long time for Mr. Saddam Hussein to disarm. He'll say, oh, I'm disarming, after he said he has no arms.
Oh, my God. Don't you just want to sit down with President Chuckle Nuts and say, hey, Chuck, talking about the war in Iraq doesn't hurt the troops. Criticizing your filthy lies, Chuck, that got us into the war doesn't hurt the troops. Yo, Chuckle Nuts, it's the war itself that kills them and rips their arms off and turns them into unnecessary killers. Okay? But that's their illogical argument. First, it's unpatriotic and harmful to the war effort to speak the truth about the war. The war effort. Christ, I sound like I'm talking about World War II. That's nonsense. But it's really vile and dishonest. When Bush lies, it is vile and dishonest when he claims that Democrats had access to the very same intelligence he did and came to the same independent conclusion about the need to invade Iraq. All right, we have some sound here from Senators Durbin, Levin, and Reid today that smashed that bit of crapola into smithereens. Let's start with Harry Reid. The three of them had a press conference. A reporter asked Harry Reid, did the Senate not have the same information the president had when trying to decide whether or not to authorize going to war in Iraq? Now, first, I guess Dick Durbin takes a crack at this first. At this asinine argument from the Republicans that the Democrats looked at the same intelligence Bush had and came to the same conclusions. That Saddam had ties to Al-Qaeda. That Saddam had weapons of mass destruction. Dear God.
I served in the Intelligence Committee, as did Senator Levin. And for the president to suggest that even as members of the Intelligence Committee, we had the same intelligence at our disposal as he did is just plain wrong. The president receives a daily brief from the intelligence agencies, many times in person from the head of the CIA in those days. The National Security Council has information. The chair and ranking member of the Senate Intelligence Committee have more information than the members of the Intelligence Committee. The Intelligence Committee members have more information than members of the United States Senate. It's a hierarchy of information. And certainly the President, as Commander-in-Chief, has the most information, more information than anyone. And why is this significant? Because the President is in a position to put this information in context. Often in intelligence, there's conflicting reports. Here's Ahmad Chalabi and INC saying, oh, WMD's in every direction. Mr. Tenet knew, and I don't know if he did, but it's important to know, shared information with the president. Did he tell him that our ground sources in Iraq were severely limited? We didn't have people on the ground to confirm that one way or the other. And if so, did the president take that into consideration when he made statements to the American people? So to suggest that any member of the Senate had the same intelligence as the President of the United States is also inaccurate.
Well, it's not inaccurate, Senator Durbin. It's a lie. It's a filthy, dirty lie. And besides that, these presidential daily briefs that Chucklenuts gets, that every president gets, but Chucklenuts gets them, and he doesn't know what the hell they're there for. What's this? Somebody's been loud and determined to strike, and you, oh, okay, listen, I got to go play golf. Nobody can see those daily briefs. So, you know, that executive privilege, you can't see my daily briefs. That's a joke. You said briefs. Now Carl Levin answers a reporter's question. Did the Senate not have the same information that the president had when trying to decide whether or not to authorize going to war with Iraq? That's the president. Now, three parts to his answer. We've got it in three separate sound bites here. And we put it that way because, taken all together, it's fairly long. But the answer is crucial to understanding how devious and premeditated was the plan by the Bush cabal, the White House Iraq group, PNAC, whatever you want to call them, to somehow link Saddam to 9/11 and convince the public and the international community that Saddam posed a real threat, which he did not.
One of the things we heard yesterday over and over again from Mr. Hadley was that the president's actions and the administration's actions reflected a consensus of the intelligence community. That is flat out wrong. It's as wrong as Mr. Hadley's statement that Saddam Hussein sought uranium in Africa, that he put into the president's State of the Union message. The intelligence community did not support the president on the key issue of whether or not Saddam Hussein and Al-Qaeda were allies. That's the sale that the administration made to the American people. The American people came to believe before the war, according to all the polls, that Saddam Hussein actually had participated in the attack on us.
It's astonishing, isn't it? It's astonishing the level of misinformation, disinformation, and lies. But the Bush crime family fed to pigs like Limbaugh, pigs like the media in this country who were enablers, including the New York Times. I don't care how many mea culpas they write now. Here's Carl Levin again. He puts a nail in the coffin. Is this one that's next? Wait a minute. Which one is next here? Oh, okay. Here's that. That was the first one from Carl Levin. Here's the second one. Now, in the second part of his answer, Levin continues to prove that Bush is lying. Do you hear me? He is lying when he claims that the intelligence community backed up the lie that Saddam had weapons of mass destruction and links to al-Qaeda. Listen to Senator Levin.
It was the repeated statement of the president, the vice president, the secretary of state, that Saddam Hussein would give weapons of mass destruction to al-Qaeda. And in fact, that Saddam Hussein had trained al-Qaeda in the use of biological and chemical weapons. That's what the administration, that's what the president of the United States said. Saddam Hussein trained al-Qaeda in the use of chemical and biological weapons. The intelligence community said, that's not what we believe. The vice president of the United States said that there was a meeting in Prague between secret police of Iraq and Mohammed Atta, the lead hijacker. The intelligence community did not believe that. But we heard over and over again from the vice president of the United States and the president that there was this report of a meeting, and the vice president claimed that it was pretty well confirmed. No, it wasn't. The intelligence community did not believe that that meeting took place, and their intelligence so reflects it. And so when we're told now that the statements of the administration about the relationship between Saddam Hussein and al-Qaeda, that relationship reflected the intelligence community is not true.
In other words, it's a lie. Now, the last one from Senator Carl Levin, he puts a nail in the coffin to this, we acted on what the intelligence community told us about Saddam and al-Qaeda, lie.
President Bush said before the war, you cannot distinguish between al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein. That's not a reflection of the intelligence community. That's not what the intelligence community's consensus was. As a matter of fact, it was very different. Listen to the Defense Intelligence Agency's assessment before the war on this issue. And we just released this last week. Saddam's regime is intensely secular and wary of Islamic revolutionary movements. Moreover, Baghdad is unlikely to provide assistance to a group it cannot control. That was what the Defense Intelligence Agency was saying. And so for this administration now to say that what its statements were before the war about the relationship between al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein reflected the consensus in the intelligence community is just as misleading as statements that they have made in other regards relative to the whole weapon of mass destruction issue.
Now, wouldn't it be wonderful if the entire American public heard what you and I just heard? Did you see any of this on the news tonight? I didn't watch the news tonight. Was it on? All right, now it's Harry Reid's turn. The reporter says, do you believe that George Tenet, who was appointed by Clinton, intentionally falsified information in his 2002 National Intelligence Estimate that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction and was reconstituting his programs?
We've learned in recent months that anyone who disagreed with this policy, was proverbially taken to the woodshed, and all you have to do is ask Ambassador Wilson on that, and there are a number of others, including the Secretary of State's Chief of Staff, and I'm just always impressed with his stepping forward. Colonel Wilkerson, who says, and I quote, "In President Bush's first term, some of the most important decisions about United States national security, including vital decisions about post-war Iraq, were made by a secretive, little-known cabal. It was made up of a very small group of people led by Vice President Dick Cheney and Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld. But the secret process was ultimately a failure. It produced a series of disastrous decisions." End of quote. And so what I say simply, these bad decisions is what we're living with today.
Some of us are living with those bad decisions. Others are dead. Thousands upon thousands of Iraqi civilians, 2,000 approaching 2,100 American soldiers. Is it worth it? Was it worth it? Huh, America? It's what has been said by people much smarter than anyone you'll hear on this program, but including me, including people on this network. They, the Bush crime family, shaped the intelligence to fit their pre-planned invasion of Iraq. These sons of bitches sent our nation to war based on lies.
Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Here it is, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, "Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America," unquote. With Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Vice President Cheney believed it toward.
We're dealing with centuries and years of hatred, and I understand that.
What? I think Master Control got a little screwed up down here. That didn't come off the way we wanted, but that's all right. So the good news today is that while Bush is hiding out halfway around the globe, they sent him to another one of those toy economic conferences. Bush talking about economics? Oh, yeah, that'll... Okay. Talk about distancing yourself from Cheney. They put the entire planet between these two. Their little house of cards is falling apart. But all the only script they've given Bush is, get out there and say it's unpatriotic, chuckle nuts. That'll stop them. Now, if you want to have some fun, take a look at the White House website. What is it, whitehouse.gov? And go to the section Current News. They have posted two or three detailed formal responses to the recent Democratic press conferences on Iraq. They've never seen anything like this before. Normally, they just ignore it all and go about with their murder. But they're starting to realize that that breeze they feel on the backs of their heads might be the blade of a guillotine. And to quote a phrase, they can't handle the truth. But it's just, it is unbelievable. Rove has instructed Chucklenuts, no matter where he is, when he's in Japan, when he's in Mongolia, when he's in South Korea, when he's in China, he's going to be asked by the traveling crack White House press corps, and they're going to ask him, what about the lies, Mr. Bush? What about the intelligence? What about this? What about that? And his response is going to be simply, anyone who challenges what we did as being unpatriotic, anyone who brings it up now is putting our troops at risk. So to recap, in the press conference that Reed, Levin, and Durbin gave, they presented factual evidence that proves Bush is lying. The Senate did not have access to the same intelligence reports that Bush and his thugs did. And second, the intelligence community's reports did not support Bush's claims and PNAC's claims and the White House Iraq Group's claims and Rumsfeld's claims and that filthy, filthy murderer Dick Cheney's claims that Saddam was linked to Al-Qaeda, was involved in 9/11, or had reconstituted weapons of mass destruction. But if you say that out loud, you're unpatriotic and you're hurting the troops. Now, it's not going to work this time. Rove and Cheney and the rest of these pigs were so able to intimidate the entire U.S. Congress. Well, not the Republicans in Congress. They don't give a damn. Intimidate all the Democrats. They were able to intimidate the American public. They were able to intimidate the crack White House press corps and the media in general, excluding, of course, Fox News Channel. And they were able to do it because of the hurt and the pain and the anguish that we felt in listening to the official story, which is probably lies, about how 3,000 people, including about 2,400 Americans, were killed on September 11, 2001. As PNAC said as far back as 2000, we need another Pearl Harbor! We need something that will galvanize the American public against the enemy! And then, by God, they constructed just that scenario. What am I saying? That they engineered 9/11? I don't know. Neither do you. Don't come across. Don't talk to me or yourself or your friends like you do know what happened on 9/11. You do not. We know the results of what happened on 9/11, but we don't know what happened on 9/11. But this is what we do know. That after that awful day, Bush and PNAC and Whig and the rest of these bastards took this awful, awful truth of dead people attacked in America and turned it into monstrous, outrageous lies that took this entire country into a war in the Middle East. Is that an impeachable offense? We'll be back after this break.
America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
The conservative campaign to promote junk science at the expense of public health knows absolutely no shame. Take the tale of Dr. Gilbert Ross and the bizarrely named American Council on Science and Health. The council is funded by industry, and its righteous causes have included environmental cigarette smoke and keeping arsenic in treated wood. Since 1999, Dr. Ross has been the council's medical director. His soothing voice can be heard on TV and radio, selling garbage science to a largely unsuspecting public. But there's something else you should know about Dr. Ross. In 1995, he lost his medical license and spent the next year in federal prison, convicted of helping defraud New York State Medicaid of $8 million. Oops, it's time for a second opinion.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than
$2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
Air America Radio News, I'm Jeff Weiser. President Bush, on his way to Asia, stopped over in an Air Force base in Alaska and took up his attacks again on Democrats who've charged his administration with shaping intelligence to support its call for war in Iraq. In a speech Monday at Elmendorf Air Force Base, the president sought to counter Democratic critics of the Iraq war by recalling their own past words of warning about Saddam Hussein.
Reasonable people can disagree about the conduct of the war, but it is irresponsible for Democrats to now claim that we misled them and the American people.
Bush said his critics had access to the same intelligence information on Iraq and reached the same conclusion that Saddam Hussein was a threat. Senate Democrats are pushing hard for a course correction in Iraq. In a Capitol news conference, Illinois Democrat Dick Durbin said a change is needed in President Bush's Iraq policy. Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid cited the more than 2,000 American troops who've been killed in Iraq since the U.S.-led invasion in 2003.
With the taxpayers footing a bill to this point of $250 billion, about $2 billion or more a week in Iraq, and no end in sight after 3 years of war, staying the course is no longer an option.
With dwindling U.S. public support for the war, Democrats have lately been turning up the volume on Iraq. One of the suicide bombers responsible for last week's attack in Jordan may have been detained in Iraq last year by U.S. troops, according to American military records. A man known as Safa Mohammed Ali was briefly arrested in Fallujah last November. That name is a match for one of the bombers. Owen Fay reports.
The U.S. military is now trying to determine if it indeed had one of the bombers in custody last year. During the massive operation to retake the city of Fallujah in November 2004, scores of Iraqi men were rounded up, among them Safa Mohammed Ali, who was held for several weeks before being released due to lack of evidence. The man who took part in the bombings that killed 57 people last week shares the same name and was reportedly from the Al-Anbar province in Iraq, an area that encompasses Fallujah. Jordanian authorities are now trying to piece together information on the bombers to determine what drove them to carry out the attack. Owen Fay reporting.
The phrase, "In God We Trust," appears on everything from U.S. currency to public buildings and courtroom walls. And the U.S. Supreme Court has decided not to step into the issue of whether that crosses the constitutional line separating church and state. The justices declined Monday to take up an appeal of an earlier ruling that rejected a lawsuit to force the city of Lexington, North Carolina, to remove the phrase from the entrance to the building. You're listening to Air America Radio News. I'm Jeff Weiser.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the Internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is Internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Welcome back. Seven past the hour. All right, before we go to your phone calls here, just two emails regarding those sound clips we just played for you of Reed and Durbin and Levin, stating pretty much the obvious. Eric writes, "Hi, Mike. You know what I hate about the Democrats? Levin and Reed and Durbin waited 3 years to tell us what we knew since before the war. And they are presenting it as new information. This is almost as unforgivable," Eric writes, "as the crimes of Cheney and Rumsfeld themselves. We knew before the invasion that Saddam was secular and hated bin Laden. We knew in February 2001 that Colin Powell said Saddam was contained. We knew that the intelligence community disagreed with the Cheney cabal. It was all over the papers for those who read beyond page A1, and so on, with weapons of mass destruction and Cheney's energy task force meetings and PNAC and on and on and on, and none of it is new. Why do the Democratic leaders let the evil happen, only condemning it when it's a political value? It's like they are warmongers too, but have the saving grace of being not nearly as stupid and short-sighted." From Eric. Yeah, sometimes you feel like you and the 10 million people that participated with you around the world in the demonstrations against the war, the people, you know, we're not brilliant. We're of average intelligence. We can do our own research. We knew it was all lies. What the hell is wrong with the Senate Democrats? What did the heavens part today? Or over the weekend, and all of a sudden they discovered they've been lied to? Come on. Oh, I know. Don't bust the Democrats, Mike. They're doing the best they can. And besides, we have to get the House and the Senate back in 2006. Yeah, okay, sure, right, you got it. If I knew it, and you knew it, and 500,000 people in D.C. At the demonstration prior to the war, and another 9.5 million around the planet who demonstrated in just about every foreign capital you can think of, including the Republic of California, if all of us knew it, and we sat around and talked about it, and we screamed about it, we wrote letters to the editor, and we said, no, these are lies. And now all of a sudden, the Senate Democrats, all of a sudden, they've discovered what you and I and millions of other people knew. Just normal, common folk. We knew this. That's why we took to the streets. That's why we carried our signs. That's why we... Well, I guess the consolation prize is to be glad finally that that the three wise men here, Durbin, Reed, and Levin, have found what? The courage, the backbone, the honor, the ethics, what? I don't know. Fill in the space. To call a press conference and announce to the world that water's wet. And sunrise follows sunset. I'm sorry. I just can't, you know, I can't be all gooey and go, oh, thank God we have good leadership in the Democratic Party. I can't. Because are we to believe that these brilliant senators who certainly have more access to the machinations of the Bush crime family than you and I do, that they are only discovering what you and I knew 2-3 years ago? Is that what we're to celebrate tonight? Oh, thank you, Senators Durbin and Reed and Levin. Thank you, boys. Thank you. Thank you.
Well, I would have to say that at least it's coming out sometime. Better late than never. I have to look at that part of it. Because we can scream and rage into the night all we want, but we're not on C-SPAN. And I know it's only C-SPAN, but at least it's C-SPAN.
This is from Sue. If the administration really believes Saddam had weapons of mass destruction, we are looking at dangerous incompetence. There was, after all, no effort made to secure those weapons as we were entering Iraq. No hesitancy to use so-called shock and awe while surely realizing that would anger the Iraqis enough to use the weapons of mass destruction. No effort made to secure borders to prevent the weapons of mass destruction from leaving Iraq. No effort was made. No special ops sent to the locations of the WMDs. Remember, Rummy said he knew exactly where the WMDs were located, but refused to share the information with Hans Blix. Our troops had for the show in the desert protective gear, yet when the troops reached Baghdad, there was no evidence of protective gear being readily available for the troops. The weapons of mass destruction this administration believed were there had not been found. As our troops found caches of weapons and explosives, there was no effort made to search or secure those sites in case there were weapons of mass destruction hidden in those caches. There's a lot more that indicates dangerous incompetence for anyone who cares to think about it. If we survive the remaining 3 years of this criminal, incompetent, murderous administration, then this country can probably survive anything short of a direct nuclear attack. If our economy can survive, if our credit standing in the world can survive, if our educational system can survive, if our military can survive, if what's left of our environment can survive, if we can make it through the end of the Bush crime family's years in destroying, corrupting, and murdering this country, then we will be able, in my opinion, to survive anything. Oh, and by the way, already thousands of people carrying anti-globalization signs demonstrated in central Seoul, South Korea, yesterday against Bush. Matter of fact, I got an email here from John. He writes, "Hi, Mike. Yesterday in South Korea, I marched in the biggest anti-globalization rally that I've ever seen. I counted thousands of riot police on each side of Seoul's biggest downtown street while a two-mile-long chanting, fist-waving demonstration waved picket signs featuring Bush's demonic sneer. If only we did that in the States. They were hugely pissed, the Koreans, and Reuters underestimated the crowd at 20,000. Try 100,000 plus. I was there and took tons of pictures. And he makes reference to Chicago here. Imagine Lakeshore Drive brought to a halt with a protest spanning from McCormick Place to Lake Point Tower, five lanes in each direction. It was enormous and inspiring. Curtis, let's take a call here, see if we can get this caller in. Curtis is calling from Osaka, Japan. Curtis, I know I've had you on hold here for quite a while. Thanks for your patience. Hey, Curtis.
Mike, it's a pleasure. I hope that I can return to you in some amount the energy that you have given to me and my friends over the months. Tomorrow we will be in Kyoto, 24 hours from right now. If you'll put out a thought for us at that time, we will be making sure that the flying monkey finds no comfort zone in the kind and gentle country of Japan, although the Japanese people feel that the United States really can't do anything wrong. They are finally starting to wake up, and it's, I hope, voices like mine and yours that will continue to get them to do that. Yesterday, Mike, as I sat on my back porch and I was working on my sign that I'll carry with me to Kyoto tomorrow, my wife, who is Japanese, came out to me and she asked me what I was doing, and I explained to her that I was going to Kyoto. And she said, you can't do that. You have children now. And I said, I have to do that because I have children now. And I know that when you look into Molly's eyes, you get choked up just like I do when I look at my two young boys. And I'm sorry, but they don't have the chance that you and I've had, Mike.
Yeah.
And I just hope.
Oh, Curtis?
It's pretty much Atta Tsukasa, Mike, so don't go off to a cave if it gets too much for you. Come to Japan. There's room in my house. It's a country that has universal health care, and it's a country that the neighbors love each other. It's a country that has public transportation that works beautifully. 180 million people in this country, hardly any of them have any idea who Jesus is, but they know more about his teachings and his manners and his way of doing things than any of the neocon idiots. I'm glad to be out of the country right now, although I miss it terribly.
I hear you.
And
Curtis? Curtis? All right, did we lose him? We lost the call? All right, well, Curtis, if you can still hear us, thank you for calling from Osaka, Japan. We appreciate it. Be careful in your demonstration tomorrow. Remember, there will be lots of gun-toting security people keeping eyes on people like you. Thanks, Curtis. I appreciate it. We'll be right back.
Listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all-natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced Protection. Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Why shop at Borders for holiday gifts? Let's compare.
I was walking through the mall, and I saw this meat tray, and it reminded me so much of you, I just had to get it.
Or
I was walking through Borders, and I saw this poetry collection, and I just had to get it because it reminded me so much of you.
At Borders, you'll find hundreds of thoughtful gifts for under $10. Borders, open up a season of surprises.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can.
Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Attention, all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah.
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Hey, neocons, don't be afraid. Be very afraid. It's Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
22 past the hour. Somebody just sent this to me. This is from Anchorage, Alaska. And it's talking about a mother quietly protests the war as her son clings to life. Listen, this is very—it's pretty quick. Says she wasn't at a protest held today outside of Elmendorf Air Force Base, but she wasn't cheering President Bush either. Former Alaska gubernatorial candidate Diane Benson had her thoughts on her son, who suffered terrible injuries yesterday in Iraq. Diane Benson cherishes her box of photographs of her son's military service even more so today. Said Ms. Benson, "All I know is I was abruptly awoken at 8:20 in the morning, Sunday morning, and was told something bad had happened to my son," unquote. Benson's son, a U.S. Army specialist, became the victim of a roadside bomb in Iraq. He lost both his legs and still has not regained consciousness. His name is Latsine. Latsine Benson was on his second tour of duty in Iraq. Diane Benson says after her son's first tour, Latsine tried to get out of the Army after his four-year commitment ended October 31st, but the military stop-loss order kept him in and sent him back to Iraq. Said Diane Benson, "So for those 13 damn days, my son's life is now ruined." President Bush said today at Elmendorf, "We will stay on the offensive. We will not wait to be attacked again, and we will press on until this war is won." Bush rallied support for the war at Elmendorf today. There is a different tone in Chugiak, Alaska, where the quote, "Before one more mother's child is lost," from anti-war activist Cindy Sheehan hangs on Diane Benson's door. Diane Benson said, "There is no Bush signed up for the service, no Bush standing there ready to be deployed. Instead, my son gets to do it a second time when he didn't want to. He was ready to leave. He had done his commitment. He should have been allowed to leave. I would say all those things and more to Bush. My son's life is ruined today." Latsine Benson now clings to life at a hospital in Germany, facing a long road to recovery that will never make him whole. Benson says her son will be transported to Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington, D.C. She says she plans to travel there in the next couple of days to be with him. Yeah, there's a million of those. Well, there's at least 10,000, 15,000 of those stories, right? All right, some phone calls. If you want to join in here, it's 866-303-2270. Let me see here. All right, let's talk with our good friend Diane, who's called in from Boulder, Colorado. Hey, Diane, are you okay tonight?
Hey, I'm just thinking about the not just the human papillomavirus vaccine, but also the nonsense of Target and Plan B. That
yes.
The true agenda is not just punishing people for having sex; it's eugenics. Think of all the children that have had to be under the white market, black market, gray market, as long as they're pretty and most likely white market in this country.
Right.
Consider how you have been one of the few sources that have been harping about the genocidal nature of the use of depleted uranium, not against just against the Iraqis and Afghanis, but also against American troops.
Mm-hmm.
That we're going to suffer through the collapse of the environment and through our pollution of it some fairly severe fertility problems. We're going to be dealing with birth defects that are increasing. We are not going to find easy solutions for them because radiation does not go away.
Right.
Unlike having better nutrition or having people not eat lead paint chips.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have people put under pressure to reproduce. If you're reproducing, you know what sort of fog goes on at 3 o'clock in the morning because you haven't had enough sleep, you're taking care of a baby, you're dealing in feces and a lot of noise.
Mm-hmm.
Under other circumstances, that's the treatment that certain people get in Abu Ghraib.
Hey, hold on. Just stop right there because I got to do a commercial. We'll come back and we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Stay here. Stay right there, Diane. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863 and accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free, at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
Hello. I am the Ricola Mystery Cougher. If you hear me coughing and offer me a soothing, natural Ricola cough drop, I'll reward you with $1,000, $100,000, maybe $1 million. But be warned, I can be a man
or a woman.
So keep your Ricola cough drops on hand.
For clues and official rules, go to RicolaUSA.com. No purchase necessary. Game open to legal U.S. residents 18 years or older. Game begins 10-105 and ends 2-2806. Ricola!
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a home? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to get residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Here it is, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote. With Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Send or regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you. Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free. To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
about 25 before the hour. We were talking with Diane in Boulder right before the break. Now, where were we? We were talking about eugenics.
We're talking about control.
Right, okay.
When you have a baby, it's tough enough. And having that baby when you want that baby is tough enough. But when people outside of your family tell you that you must have a child, they now have control over your life.
Right, that's true.
Doesn't matter how loving they are, if you are a single woman and you're going to have a baby, your parents, if they're still alive, now have a greater control over your life because you're going to need them.
Mm-hmm.
If it's not them, it's the state. If it's not the state, then it's your employer and their health care plan. There are going to be so many more people involved in that life outside of that small family that now any way that fundamentalists can affect those factors, they now control you. When it comes to denying women choice over their bodies, what they're saying is they want the babies. Doesn't matter if it's 1 year or 10 years or 20 years. Doesn't matter if they can break them in those rehab places where I think Marvin Sembler made his bones as a torturer. Doesn't matter if they get them in the military and poison them with DU and still expect them to have endless tours, because you break a man's ability to be with his wife without burning her inside due to contaminated sperm, he's going to be a little bit more anxious to stay in the Army where it's regimented and he doesn't have to think about what damages happened to his life.
Mm-hmm.
And after Gulf War I, they know just how hard a row it is to hoe to get any sort of compensation for injuries due to the contamination they've caused them. And the people that remain, and this was what I was thinking about coming home, is that World War II was able to happen so successfully because the people who were honorable, the people who were the lovely British poets who died after the gas, the best and the brightest, the lost generation of World War I mm-hmm. was sacrificed. The people who were left were the stupid and the afraid. Stupid because they chose the fascists to imprison them. They kept them in power. They thought that if those people could make their enemies more afraid than they themselves thought they were afraid, then somehow it was successful. But that wasn't the truth.
Mm-hmm.
The only people that the fascists care about were the people that they were putting under their thumb. And as for the afraid, they're everywhere. You don't speak up. I know we've heard over and over again, well, why don't people rise up right now? Well, let's see. I've called a number, 866, to get in contact with you. There's a reasonable expectation that if there is a letter from the FBI out there just saying, well, let's broadly check out this certain area code, they can choose my number.
Mm-hmm.
They can trace my phone bill. They can trace how I pay that phone bill. Therefore, they can trace my banking accounts. My banking accounts can be traced to my credit card and my credit rating. People know that we now are a series of interlinked databases, and there are already people who are disappeared from the era of Reagan to having effective political power in this country. First, they would consider them druggies because there are people in the 60s who actually took drugs and actually cared about the planet. But if you could discredit them because they took drugs, well, that was an easy solution.
Mm-hmm.
Then there are people who went crazy because no one was listening to them. And it was easy to call them homeless, and it was easy to shun them, and easy to think that they deserved what they got. All the programs that were there to help them were dismantled. And now we know that our jobs and our credit are intimately connected. There's a credit check that they can perform on me anytime they want to on my job, because that's part of the terms of my employment.
Well, all these things you're saying, Diane, yeah, it's all the more reason, and I'm not trying to be a smartass here,
no,
or be simplistic.
No.
But it's all the more reason to make sure that you know how to use a firearm, make sure that you understand what Thomas Jefferson meant when he said sometimes the tree of liberty has to be nurtured with the blood of tyrants and patriots. And, I understand what you're saying about the stupid and the afraid. I do. But I'll tell you what else I understand. I've got to move on.
I understand.
All right. Thanks a lot, Diane. I appreciate it. Every time you call in, I appreciate it. I'm always curious. All right. God, what's she going to bring up this time? Thanks, Diane. I appreciate it. The stupid and the afraid. That's, yeah, yeah. Where do we fall, Kathy? And, you know, is there a third choice?
The sleep-deprived parents of infants.
What she was talking about. John is calling from Las Vegas. John, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike.
Hey, John.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir.
I'm hearing an echo on my phone a little bit. Anyway, I was just I was listening earlier, and that guy Eric emailed about, you know, it's about time the Democrats, we've known this for so long, right. And everybody keeps talking about the lies, you know, we got to do, we don't need to do anything except look at two facts. First Gulf War, 500,000 troops went in. Second Gulf War, 150,000 troops went in. My feeling is they knew it would be a cakewalk going in if they thought for a minute that Saddam had what they said they thought he had, which we know he didn't, and they knew he didn't, they would have been much more prepared going to the war. They knew it was going to be a cakewalk going in. The generals were telling them we need more troops on the ground. So to me, that's proof in the pudding that they were lying by the fact that they went in so unprepared for the war.
Yeah, that's a good point.
And then there's so many other things that, like you were mentioning 9-1-1, at this point, kind of, does anyone believe it happened like that? Now, I'll give you a quick example. You know Paul Thompson's book, The Terror Timeline?
I've heard of it, yes.
Right. It is so unbelievably concise, and he has been doing this for years. You know, the 911 Commission never bothered to call this guy who has so much expertise on all the timelines. I mean, there's just one example. The fact that Cheney and CIA were doing war game drills on 911 with the FAA grids never. There's only a footnote in the 911. I compare the 911 Commission report to the Warren report of the Kennedy assassination. I mean, there's so much information out there, yet it's amazing to me how people are finally starting to wake up to the lies where we've known, but there's so many books that I've been reading constantly. I'm the piano tuner friend of yours from Vegas.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I have you ever heard of the book A Thousand Years for Revenge with Peter Lance?
I have not.
Well, that book talks greatly on how the FBI, they were on top of, you know, the first bombing in the World Trade Towers was a Nancy Floyd FBI agent was involved with an inside informant, and they could have stopped that so easy. Now, I maintain this book is a must-read because it shows how the FBI, they were jealous of this woman who was doing all this great work, and they pulled this inside informant off, and they were only paying him $500 a week.
Okay, don't get into too many details.
Okay, but I'm just going to say, after the bombing, they ended up knowing they needed the guy back, and they ended up paying him $1.5 million. Another blunder. I mean, there's been so many blunders along the way, and if you study, you know, the books and read everything, you know that anything that comes out of these guys' mouths is a lie, because if you know everything from doing deep your own research, and that's the problem. They bank on people not doing any research.
Well,
that's what they want.
That's true.
And
they also count on people being easily intimidated by statements like, if you question or challenge, you're being unpatriotic and you're not supporting.
Exactly.
So I hear you, John. Let me leave it there. I've got to move on. Thanks, John. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot for checking in. Mike in St. Paul emailed in, and here's another point of view that I forgot. When Saddam's government offered to let the U.S. military come into Iraq unrestricted and inspect any and all suspected weapon sites just before the war, and the Bush crime family turned him down. Remember that? Remember that?
It's worse than that. Not only did the Bush crime family turn them down, but then they came out to the media and said that Saddam threw out the inspectors. Which never happened.
Right, exactly. They were withdrawn. The lies. From Dick, Mike, this should dispel the claims of congressional Democrats that the only reason they supported the invasion and occupation of Iraq was the Bush administration lies. These lies were all debunked in the alternative press, radical press, foreign press, and occasionally the corporate press. And groups like MoveOn.org flooded congressional offices with personal visits, email, snail mail, phone calls, with article after article, like the following, and he has one included here, exposing the lies. A wonderful example is this piece from Norman Solomon's organization, which takes one of Bush's pre-war speeches, the one in Cincinnati, and rebuts it paragraph by paragraph. They did the same for Powell's speech to the UN. If Democrats claim that their reason to support the war was lies, instead of an ideological commitment to having the U.S. be top dog, then they are probably the ones who are lying. And if they really oppose the war, how come they still vote for the money to pay for the war as well as Bush's Pentagon budget? And how come they are nowhere to be seen in the anti-war movement? Could it be that they were and are supporters of the war and just need to posture to keep the Democratic Party base in the fold? That's from Dick. I know by tomorrow morning I'll have 15 or 20 emails saying, oh, there you go again, attacking the Democrats. But I can't stand false bravado. I can't stand people who all of a sudden, after being hammered with the facts for 3 years, and then President Chuckle Nuts gives a speech that rips the Democratic leadership a new body orifice, and all of a sudden that is going to wake them up and make them come out and rebut and refute everything that Chuckle Nuts said. Come on. And again, I'm supposed to sit back and say, well, this is the best we can do.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
What can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard and often, which is the whole idea of Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor, the highlight reel of funny. And right now you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks and even helps you lose weight. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. So call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can't have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we'll bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers, so meet as often as you want for as long as you need for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we can handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Excuse me, 10 before the hour. Thanks to our production crew in New York City. Justin Yuen and Jason Isaac engineered the program. Dee Neal, our associate producer, handles your phone calls and maintains the blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. Also, our extra Air America crew, Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch of White Rose Society, Jim in Arkansas, our music bureau chief, Mark Marshall, our webmaster and the militant mods at MikeMalloy.com. Tomorrow, Ruben Zamora will check in with us for a conversation. He is another one of the Democratic candidates who plans on running against Dennis Hastert in Illinois. That'll be tomorrow. Got a bunch of emails here that I would like to get to, but we're not going to make it tonight. I'll try to get to them tomorrow night. Greg is calling from Cincinnati. Greg, welcome to the program. Hey, Greg. Hey, Greg. No Greg. All right. Sorry, Greg. Phil is calling from San Diego. Phil, welcome to the program.
Yeah, good evening, Mike.
Hi, Phil.
Good morning. Yeah, I was just curious, like, instead of these guys and this current administration waiting to be go through the, you know, the trials and all that in the prison, I suggest they should just go to their bunkers. Basically, you know, they don't care about our planet, so that way they can survive like they want to.
Yeah.
Because they, I mean, you know, Cheney has his supposedly, and
he what?
Bush has his.
Oh, a bunker.
Know,
oh, yeah.
Bunkers. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you, like, when the Bush and Cheney, when they both, you know, took their oath, you know, and raised their hands back on 2001 and 2005, do they sign papers? The reason I ask.
No, I know. Yeah, I know what you're asking. I don't think they sign anything, but they swear an oath with their hand on the freaking Bible. That's as good as to these crazed religious freaks. That's better than signing a document, I guess. Of course, it wouldn't hold up in a court of law. You want to know if they can be held accountable. Did they sign a contract, right?
Well, it's because I was in the military, and all the other guys that I served with and all the guys that are serving now, we had to sign papers. We had to raise our hands. We took an oath to serve our country, to protect and serve. No one, you know, they didn't hear what they were saying.
Well, I don't think they have to sign anything, but even if they don't, I mean, let's face it, this is Bush and Cheney. These these people would lie about, I don't know, they would tell lies on their mothers, on their children. These are corrupt individuals. There is nothing that is sacrosanct or sacred to these people. They have sent thousands of people to their deaths. People in Iraq, people in Afghanistan, people in the Middle East, Americans, coalition partners, so-called. Just a vast vortex of death and dismemberment. This, you know, every member of the Bush crime family is, by extension, an absolute killer, and legally a murderer. Do they sign documents? No. They're lying killers who somehow manage to rig elections and get themselves into power. It's not a pleasant thing at all. Phil, thanks for
being there.
All right, thanks for checking in. I appreciate your call. We got time to squeeze. All right, Norm is calling from San Diego. Norm, welcome to the program.
Yeah, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. Hey, we only get you for an hour here, Mike, so we all have to crowd into the phone at one time.
Yeah, I hear you.
And then Friday night, get the damn, what's the game they play?
Oh, I don't know. Probably high school football someplace.
I was just thinking tonight, could I go over and talk to one of the other stations to put you on while they're playing their hockey?
I think you ought to try.
I sent him an email and said I'd just as soon watch the grass turn green here, but... Yeah, I'll get you on another station maybe or try.
All right.
I have something serious that I really wanted to ask about, and I'll try to do this quick. But Jim in Arkansas, I've always heard you talk about him doing the music, and it's great music. And
well, he provides us with an awful lot of the music. Kathy does the selection of how it's played, but we call him our music bureau chief because, bless his heart, he's a Vietnam vet, a combat vet, and he spends a lot of his time now just listening to music, listening to progressive radio, and assisting us on this program.
It's his music that he has locked up? Or?
Well, a lot of it, yeah, from his own personal collection. You know, when you come back from a lot of guys, when they came back from Vietnam, I would imagine that Jim is probably in his late 50s, maybe even his early 60s, but... coming back from what he experienced in Vietnam, and it's my understanding that it was a rough go for him, you tend to just want to maybe kind of be by yourself, just let things flow some other direction, and you find things to do that, you know, kind of keep you away from all that nervous energy out there. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, that's for sure, yeah.
And I think that's what Jim decided to do, and bless him for it. Not bless him for dealing with his demons, but bless him for just taking it on himself to send an awful lot of just incredibly good music to this program. Hey, Norm, I got to leave it there. Call me tomorrow. Call me before the hour on KLSD goes on, and we'll put you on the air, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thanks, Norm. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow night, True Seekers. Thanks for participating in the program tonight. Take care, okay? Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
Good night and good luck. George Clooney's film about legendary 50s-era reporter Edward R. Murrow has a creepy resonance today. The movie is set during a communist witch hunt, but the specter of the Patriot Act, secret CIA torture prisons, and lack of trials for Guantanamo prisoners aren't far off screen. The real power and the fun of this film, though, comes when we see Murrow push back against the forces of fear and paranoia. Bullies crumble when the press takes a smart, principled, and popular stand for American liberties. Recently, we've seen signs that the wimpy National Press Corps is starting to ask some real questions. Good night and good luck shows us they still have a way to go. Go see the film. And in the meantime, check out the interview with George Clooney in the latest issue of Mother Jones.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
What can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard and often, which is the whole idea of Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor, the highlight reel of funny. And right now you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free.
Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks and even helps you lose weight. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. So call this number, 1-888-888.